They had a back road like on the body, and they was thick back in. Man, they had little pine trees. It was about 5 or 6 feet. But man, it was just like that. So me and him, we wanted to see who that was. He had that woman, we could see him playing around with her and all that. Every now and then he'd had a pint of whiskey, they'd take a drink. So we made a big turn and we went past way in the back like that. We came back underneath them little pine trees like that, crawling. He fooled around with that woman. After a while, he gave her a drink. And he decided to take her out the car and go toward them trees, lay on the ground. The woman was so drunk she couldn't walk. But he just picked up and threw her on his shoulder. And goddamn, he started running right straight toward us. Started walking right straight toward us. Man. We got out. We tried to get out the way, but he saw us. So when he passed by, he come past by us. He said, all right, boys, he said, don't never let that happen to y'all again. He said, because next time, he said, one of y'all gonna get hurt. Well, we never would fool with that car no more. Big old red automobile with a convertible with a yellow-looking top. I don't know who he was, but he used to come there often. But we never did fool with him no more. No. He picked up that damn woman off the ground like that, just threw her his shoulder and come right straight toward us. God damn, boy, you talking about move? And little pine tree was low, but we passing underneath them. Yeah, he stopped and told us that.
Yeah, something a woman might wear around her arm.
All it would have would be like a bracelet, what they call. That's all. They wouldn't have all kind of crazy things like they wear now.
Yeah.
It'd be a plain bracelet or something.
I suppose there are a lot of little things strung together.
Necklace. Something like that. You didn't see them with all that junk like you see them today. No.
Yeah. What do you hold over you when it rains?
We had raincoats and all.
Yeah. Or them things that they would hold over you, you know?
Umbrella. Had an umbrella. And you had rain suit, like.
Yeah.
We always had good rain suit because my daddy used to go to New Orleans. And he'd always get us a raincoat or something like that. When we were young, going out in bad weather and all that.
Now, the last thing you put on a bed, the fancy top cover you might put on a bed,
spread?
Yeah.
The old people always had a pretty spread or something that they knit or something like that, you know?
Do you ever see that type thing that would go, a kind of a pillow that would go from one side of the bed? That was a...
What the heck you call that thing now? I know what it is in French, but I can't tell you what it is in English.
Yeah.
I know what you're talking about.
What was it in French?
Traversin.
Bolst.
I don't know what the heck. I don't forget what you call that thing.
A bolster.
A bolster or something. Something like that.
It went
one side of the bed to the other, and the pillow would be up against it.
Yeah. It didn't go part way across the bed. It went
all the way across.
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember Mama and him used to have one like that when we were kids.
Yeah. Would you have an old bed cover, you know, kind of old-fashioned and made out of old leftover clothes or something like that?
Well, Mama used to take different kind of cloth, different color and all that, and squares, like, you know?
Yeah.
Make a quilt out of it, like. Well, you could buy cotton.
Yeah.
And it would be already flat, like, and all you'd have to do is just roll it out on it, and then